This presentation is brought to you by the Beljanski Foundation. Over 50 years of research towards curing cancer the natural way.
We will never get to the bottom of our health problems unless we refocus our attention from the management of chronic disease to that of human optimization. My name is Alex Lubarsky. I'm the founder of Health Media Group, a company that produces these Naval Expo events. And our goal is to educate the public on innovative approaches to cause-focused healing and structures for human optimization at its very peak level of health expression. So growing up, I never willingly went to the doctor. In fact, before I was 35, the one time I did go, my mom was pregnant. And since it was I she was giving birth to, I kind of felt obligated. But it wasn't a great experience overall, I have to be honest, because after all the trauma of being born, you know, the first guy I meet slaps me. And then it was also the first time I cried in public. So, not a great day. The only reason I went back when I was 35 was because I developed some dry skin above my right ear. And it just wouldn't go away. So I called up a local dermatologist to make an appointment. And they told me I could see the doctor in a month. So whatever, I scheduled my time, showed up a few minutes early, and promptly waited in the exam room for about an hour. Then I was escorted to the waiting room. Then the exam room was another 15 minutes. So it was a month, an hour, and 15 minutes when the doctor finally walked in. It was a great guy. He was very friendly, clearly very busy. So to answer his question of what brought me in to see him, I pointed to the side of my head. He quickly diagnosed it as psoriasis, which actually later turned out to be psoriatic arthritis, but there's no way he could have known that. So he quickly scribbled on his prescription pad, gave me a sample cream, and wished me well. And within 3 minutes, the entire episode was over. So I went home, I put the cream on, and within a day or two, my skin would clear. But then it would come back even worse. And then within the next few years, psoriasis covered my entire body. My arms, my legs, my back, my stomach. But worse than that even, my joints began to hurt. My fingers, my wrists, my hips. My hips were so bad that I could barely get myself out of a chair. And when I walked, I moved like a 90-year-old man. So at the age of 35, I was the perfect candidate for lifetime internment on the disease management plantation. I was going to be a slave to this $3 trillion disease management system for the rest of my life. And the way it works, the way the matrix is set up, you work really hard. Then your employer siphons a portion of your income and sends it to your health insurance company. Then, inevitably, you develop some kind of a health problem because you're not doing anything not to. And so once you develop your health problem, you show up at this the office of an agent of disease management. You know, the FBI has agents, the IRS has agents. So does the disease industrial complex. They have agents. So you show up there, they see you for 3 minutes, they identify a symptom, and then they prescribe a symptom-suppressing chemical concoction and remove the only evidence of an underlying health problem. And then, mysteriously and miraculously, the entire thing is paid for by a third party that you don't know and have never met. While we continue to deteriorate and either develop some kind of a, you know, disability, some kind of a worse chronic condition, or, you know, we pass on to a better place. That's how the system works. Because the entire thing, $3 trillion worth of healthcare, is focused on the indefinite management of chronic conditions and does nothing to address the underlying cause. Nothing. So what is this early detection concept? I mean, it makes sense, right? Early detection is better than late detection. But where else do you see it in, you know, nature? When you take your car to the mechanic, for example, our nature. And does he go like, sir, you know, the brake line on your SUV is very rusted, but fortunately we detected it early, So we're going to prescribe some duct tape. Or maybe in your house. Madam, the pressure valve on your furnace is leaking fuel, but don't worry, we caught it on time. We're going to prescribe a mop and a bucket. It's crazy. It's funny. I know. But that's what we do with our life. So then we show up at the doctor's office, right? We want to do an annual checkup. So we show up at the doctor's office for an annual checkup because it's good. You know, we want to be detected early. So this way they can check us for, you know, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, skin cancer, heart disease. And I think it's important. Of course, you got to get yourself checked because the system is focused on the management of disease. So you got to go. But you don't actually get access to any kind of wellness care, and that's a problem. So the way the system is structured also is now they took you out of the center of this healthcare model. So the client, the patient, is totally outside. So of course they're going to structure the system in a way that benefits them first, not you and I. And that's why today you don't have a caring physician that takes care of you and your family for the duration of your life. You have this faceless disease management industrial complex. So maybe this is a good time to talk about your healthcare. Not the healthcare. We're going to leave that to the smart people in Washington. I want to talk about your personal healthcare. Because what other area of your life that's as important would you completely outsource to some third-party bureaucracy that you don't know and have never met? What other aspects would you completely let go to some other people to take care of? The rearing of your children? The maintenance of your home? Your finances, maybe? And if that's true, we can talk about maybe pooling all of our weekly paychecks, all of our weekly salaries. Then we'll hand it to this very honest, fabulous gentleman right there. He will, on our behalf, forward it to some third-party bureaucracy that we don't know, have never met, and they will negotiate all of your purchases for you. Because clearly, you and I are not intelligent enough to do it by ourselves, according to, you know, Big Brother. So we can do it that way, and it's kind of funny, right? But that's exactly what we do in healthcare. Our employer siphons a portion of our income, it's forwarded to a health insurance company, who on our behalf negotiates all of our health care purchases. And I think that is the fundamental problem to the entire healthcare experience in America. We are not engaged as consumers directly with the healthcare system. So the good news is that there's a lot of good news. Great news, in fact. Because right now, there's so much advances in technology. We have unlimited access to information through the web, social media. And there's all of these courageous, rebellious physicians who are exploring innovative approaches to health care. And that makes me think that we're standing at the very forefront, a genesis of a total transformation of our healthcare system. One that is focused on the science of human optimization rather than the indefinite management of chronic conditions. So one of the companies we work with, I think, has incredible potential of disrupting healthcare in America. It's called Integrative Genetic Solutions. And this company was founded by Jonathan Orban, who is a mathematical prodigy and owned one of the largest efficiency companies in the country. And what they did is, when a bank wanted to make a loan, and it took them a month to process the loan, they would create a computer program that would crunch all the numbers and process that loan in an hour. And Jonathan couldn't care about the healthcare system. He didn't even give much thought to his health. But when he was 37 years old, he was riding his bicycle and got hit by a van. Got hurt pretty bad, spent about a month in the hospital, 17 bolts and screws on the left side of his body. And when he came out of the hospital, his health continued to spiral downward. His mind wasn't working the way it did. He had no energy. He was in chronic pain. So he took his excellent insurance card and went from one allopathic doctor to the next. And they pretty much had the same non-solution to his problem. You know, you have pain, here's a medication to suppress some of the symptoms. You can't sleep, here's a medication for that. And that was pretty much the story. He kept going from one doctor to the next until he found Dr. Richard Lee. And Dr. Lee is one of the top human chemistry experts in the world. Of course, he does not accept insurance. And it was all out of pocket. And it was very expensive. Fortunately, resources were not an issue. And after working with Dr. Lee for about 8 months, Jonathan started feeling much better. So much so, in fact, that he started racing his bicycle again. So he went back to Dr. Lee and said, listen, this is great. But first of all, it takes forever. And second of all, the average consumer will never be able to access this kind of care. How about if we create an algorithm, kind of like we did for the banks, that can take all the available information on what it takes the human body to function optimally and then correlate that with a person's blood work? And in that moment, for the first time in history, he created a way for us to access customized precision medicine that was generally, usually, historically available only to the ultra rich. So for example, about 3 years ago, I started to gain weight, inexplicably. So I was always about 175 pounds all my life, but all of a sudden I started getting more weight, you know, 195 pounds. So I did all the things that you would imagine. You know, I started jogging a lot more, doing weights a lot more, sitting in my sauna a lot more, took my diet down to broccoli and water. But nothing was, I wasn't fitting into my suits. It was my clothes. It was horrible. So I knew I needed professional help. But who am I going to call when the entire system is focused on the indefinite management of chronic disease? Fortunately, right around that time, I started working with a doctor who was transitioning from a 20-year allopathic practice to integrative medicine. And allopathic, as you know, is just a doctor who, they accept your insurance, they'll see you for about 3 minutes, they'll identify a symptom, and then prescribe a medication to suppress the only evidence of an underlying cause. And everything was good. She was doing great until she herself developed a health issue and couldn't find the answers with the scope of her practice or philosophy or education. So she sought out an integrative doctor and who didn't accept her insurance. But he took all the time necessary to try to figure out the underlying cause of her health issue. And within a few months, she felt better than she ever had in her life. And after that experience, she just couldn't go back to status quo medicine. So she sold her practice and opened up this little concierge center that was membership-based and focused on the science of human optimization. So people would join her practice, you know, kind of like you would get a gym membership, a Netflix membership, less the genetically modified popcorn and all the terrible movies they play. So maybe not Netflix. But join it like a club, you know. So that's what I did. I joined her practice as a member. Our first meeting, we spent over an hour going over my history and formulating a plan. Then a phlebotomist was sent to my house. They took a bunch of blood, which was then forwarded to a lab and put through this integrative genetic solutions program. After that, my doctor and I got on a video conference call with all of my blood work in front of me. She lives a little far from me, so I didn't need to make a drive. And we spent over an hour going over all of my blood work. So then, turns out that my vitamin D was virtually depleted. My testosterone was embarrassingly low. My estrogen was unusually high. So I was in real danger of turning into a girl. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So then the thorough report was forwarded on to a compounding pharmacy. And a short while later, I received a 90-day supply of custom-tailored nutraceuticals and bioidentical hormones that I started taking. Within 3 weeks, I dropped 15 pounds, over 20 now. My cognitive function improved. My creativity came flooding back. I had more energy, deeper sleep. I can tell you about my libido over a beer if you care to know about it. It's excellent. My emotions got stabilized. I felt like I was ultra sensitive, you know. I couldn't bear the thought of being rejected about anything. It's tough when you're running a business, you're dealing with people where you're afraid of the tiniest slight. And then my wife became nicer to me. Yeah. I don't know if there's a direct correlation there, but I can tell you for a fact, my business improved dramatically because of the way I functioned, the way I thought, and the way I felt. No doubt about that. So then 90 days later, we redid my blood work, and all of my markers were optimized. My vitamin D actually was a little too high, but I never felt better in my entire life. And that, ladies and gentlemen, to me, is what this kind of integrative approach, this functional medicine, the science of human optimization allows. And it's worth any investment of time and money because the dividends and pays you will not find anyplace else. And that's really what this Naval Expo is all about. We bring together top integrative doctors and best-selling authors, breakthrough technology, innovative products, and the latest epigenetic science from around the world. It's information, inspiration, and resources for your optimal well-being at its very peak level of health expression. Because your health goals can be realized, but only when you're optimized.